Here is the translation of the text into English. Note, the original text is already in English, so it appears to be a list of headlines and brief news summaries. Oil prices fall as markets watch Russia-Ukraine peace efforts for supply signals. Hegseth says he did not see survivors after first drug boat strike, backs decision to strike again. Oil prices hold declines amid Ukraine peace talks. Russia says no Ukraine compromise reached after five-hour Putin talks with Trump envoys. Oil eases amid uncertainty around Russia-Ukraine peace plan over supply worries. Exclusive, more U.S. soybean shipments to China due to load through mid-December. U.S. oil futures unchanged as API inventory shows unexpected draw in crude stocks. U.S. to announce bridge payment for farmers next week. Roland says, Venezuela rejects sale of Citgo's parent. Vice President says, Trump removes renewable from title of U.S. energy lab. Barclays maps out six drivers behind Europe's 2026 equity upside. Airbus cuts commercial aircraft delivery target for 2025. Jefferies sees this stock as the strongest bet in UK house building. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade, Taiwan weighted down 1.3%. Australia stocks higher at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 up 0.18%. ANZ's Nuno Matos named new Australian Banking Association Council Chair. Asia stocks mixed as Fed cut bets lift, Japan, S Korea, Australia, Q3 GDP in focus. ASX outage deepens investors' doubts over tech overhaul. Stories on Momenta filing for Hong Kong IPO withdrawn. Netflix, Warner Bros. Discovery combo seen lowering costs for consumers. Sources say Russia services sector activity rises on renewed order growth. Mozambique PMI rises to 50.8 in November. Highest in a month, Uganda's private sector growth continues in November with PMI at 53.8. Egypt's non-oil private sector shows strongest growth in 5 years. India's service sector growth accelerates in November. Saudi Arabia's non-oil private sector shows robust growth in November. Kuwait's non-oil sector growth accelerates in November. Software and services leads Asian sector growth in November. China's service sector growth slows to 5-month low in November. Irish services sector growth accelerates to 3.5-year high in November. Dollar takes a breather ahead of Fed. Bitcoin perks up. Morning bid. Risk on, risk off, risk on. IMF's Dan Katz makes first China visit after leaving Trump administration. India's services growth accelerates in November, but export engine sputters, PMI shows. Major Chinese banks cut high-yield deposit products to ease margin pressure. Thai inflation posts 8th straight negative reading in November. China's services growth slips to 5-month low in November. Private PMI shows Australia economy grows less than expected in Q3 as inventories weigh. Australia economy grows 0.4% in Q3, misses forecasts. Equities rise on Fed rate cut optimism. Boeing jumps, Litecoin climbs 10% in bullish trade. Forward Industries reports 6.9 million SOL holdings after Treasury launch. Ethereum climbs 10% as investors gain confidence. Andromeda's SHRD token, providing AI agent creators the power to earn. Bybit ignites the Trademasters Grand Prix Finals on 7th anniversary. Cardano climbs 10% in rally. Bitcoin price today rebounds to 88.5K after sharp sell-off. Altcoins follow. Why is Bitcoin still falling? Wall Street analyst explains Ston.fi's first full DAO in Ton ecosystem is now live. BC Game named exclusive gaming partner of Crypto Fight Night 2025. Sampo continues share buyback program with 2.6 million purchase. Anthropic and talks for major IPO as early as 2026. FT reports Kestra Medical Technologies prices upsized public offering at $23 per share. Cathie Wood's ARK ETF trades highlight major moves in Roku and Coinbase stocks. FDA approves new dosing option for Celltrion's omalizumab biosimilar. Wisconsin Power and Light prices $300 million in debentures. Cboe to offer nearly 24-hour trading for Russell 2000 options.